All 19 town supervisors in Onondaga County have come out against the community grid option to replace the elevated portion of Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse. The other alternatives are a tunnel or a new elevated highway. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, supporters of the grid continue to hold events around the city.
Town of Clay Supervisor Damian Ulatowski says only the hybrid option, a tunnel with the community grid on top, can address the long-term solution to a debate that's been going on for 10 years.
We get back that lost cityscape and create a foundation upon which we can start to rebuild the city of Syracuse while preserving its surrounding communities.
Town supervisors want to maintain the interstate going directly through the city to avoid traffic spilling into the suburbs and to keep businesses going that have grown alongside I-81. They say their voices are not being heard by the New York State Department of Transportation. They tried to arrange a meeting with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul when she was in Syracuse, but were unsuccessful. But Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh is standing firm with his support of the grid.
I've made it a point from the very beginning to not dismiss anyone's concerns about the 81 project, and to, in fact, engage those that disagree with me.
Advocates for the grid have been holding rallies and informational meetings explaining why they think it's the best option. The Community for the Grid campaign says the grid is more financially responsible, better for the environment, and will create more economic growth. A draft environmental impact statement on the options is expected to be released soon. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.